Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Will you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
English.
All right, thank you. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male. All
right, thank you. In which state do you currently reside?
Nevada.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Nevada?
Yes.
All right, perfect. What is the year of your birth?
1976.
All right, let's see. Let me ask you, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't say that again.
Oh, sorry, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, sir.
All right, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
African-American.
All right, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
All right. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote on the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote? The first one, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, undecided. Or will you vote for other political offices but not president? Will not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Kamala, thank you. Thank you. I know this is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for to be your senator? Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
Democrat Jackie Rosen.
Thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to you on your own views. The first one reads, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second one, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Last one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
I vote for a woman to be able to have an abortion if they choose. That's what they want to do.
So the first option, right? Personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available?
Yes, first option.
Okay, thank you. Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think is best describes the situation in Nevada when it comes to abortion legally? The first one reads, abortion is legal and available in all cases in Nevada. The second one, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Nevada. The third one, abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Nevada. The fourth one, abortion is totally banned in Nevada, or the fifth, not sure.
Number one.
All right, thank you. How concerned are you about abortion access in Nevada? Are you not concerned at all, not very concerned, indifferent, neither concerned or unconcerned, somewhat concerned, very concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. As you may know, ballots measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about the ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
I heard a lot.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Based on what you know, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will not vote on the ballot measure?
Number one, the first one.
You vote no?
No. You said do
yes.
Repeat it again?
Oh, yes. Based on what you know, if the elections were held today, will you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote in the ballot measure?
I would vote that we protect the right to an abortion.
Okay. So you vote yes. Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Here's a text of the Constitution amendment that might appear on the ballot in Nevada in November 2024. A state constitution amendment established a fundamental right to abortion performed or administered by a qualified health care practitioner until fetal viability or when needed to protect the life or health of the pregnant patient. After reading this ballot measure language, if the elections were held today, will you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot measure?
I will vote yes.
Okay, thank you. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please speak to two values that best describe the values behind your decision for the following list. So I will read you some values. You have to let me know which of those two are the ones you choose. So the first one is control over your own body. Second, safety. Third, empathy. Fourth, freedom. Fifth, making decisions about your own body. Sixth, rights. Seventh, responsibility to women. 8, privacy. 9, equality. And 10, responsibility to younger and future generations.
1, control over your own body.
Okay. And the next one?
The next one would be privacy.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure is yours in your state in this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
More motivated to vote.
Thank you. If you learn that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
I would vote for the candidate that's going to protect a woman's right to choose.
Oh, okay. So would that be somewhat more likely to vote for the candidate, or much more likely to vote for the candidate?
Much more likely to vote for the candidate.
Thank you. If you learn that a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It'd most likely to vote for the candidate.
Oh, okay. So somewhat more likely to vote for the candidate, or much more likely to vote for the candidate?
Much more likely to vote for the candidate.
Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, so this is about the Democrats. So to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats, and the first option they have is, first, 1, abortion to be legal and accessible nationally. 2, 1, a national ban on abortions without exceptions. 3, 1, abortions to be illegal nationally with some exceptions. 4, 1, states to decide on their own abortion laws. So to the best of your knowledge, which of those do you think the Democrats want?
I'm going to go with option 1.
Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, now this is about the Republicans. Do Republicans, the first one is 1, abortions to be legal and accessible to nationally. 2, 1, a national ban on abortions without exceptions. 3, 1, an abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions. 4, want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
You're asking me if that's what I feel, what the Republicans feel?
Yes. What is the thing that?
Option 2. That's how I feel the Republicans okay. feel.
So they want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? 2, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? 3, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? And 4, want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Option 1.
All right, thank you. When thinking about who to vote for the race for the United States Senate, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? The first one is very unimportant. The second one, somewhat unimportant. The third one, neutral, neither important or unimportant. 4, somewhat important. 5, very important. Or 6, a requirement, I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion.
Option 6.
All right, thank you. When thinking about who to vote for the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? First one is very unimportant. Second one, somewhat unimportant. 3, neutral, neither important or unimportant. 4, somewhat unimportant. 5, very unimportant. Or 6, a requirement, I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion.
6, option 6.
All right, thank you. So I will now go so you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortions nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion, access through the mail. Based on what you heard, what you read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025? Do you feel 1, very unfavorable, 2, somewhat unfavorable, 3?
Number 1, very, very unfavorable. Very unfavorable, number 1.
Thank you, thank you. If you learned that a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, will that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely to vote.
Okay. Would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Here are some statements made by people who support the Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convenient it is to you to vote for the Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. So this is a statement about the Democrats. So the first one reads, for all women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make their healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measures to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Based on the statement for the Democrat on abortion, do you think this is a very convincing reason to vote for a Democratic candidate, or somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Option 1.
Thank you. Very convincing reason. Thank you. Next statement is, if a Republican wins this November, they plan on enacting Project 2025, which includes a nation ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancy. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. So regarding this statement for the Democrats, do you think this is a very convenient reason, a somewhat convincing reason, and not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Number one.
All right, thank you. Now, here are some statements made by the people who support the Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote on the for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. So the first one reads, abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policies, not the president and Congress. Based on this statement of a Republican, how convincing is this? Is this a very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing reason? Not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Number one.
Okay, thank you. Next statement. Science tells us that unborn babies are humans beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make facial expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Based on this statement of Republicans, do you think this is very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
I would say number three.
Okay, thank you. Not a very convincing reason, thank you. Last statement for the Republicans. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk, or someone is raped, or the victims of incest. Based on this statement, do you think this is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Number one.
Thank you. Now, I will ask you some questions. Once again, they're repetitive questions because people change their mind throughout through the course of the survey. So these are the last questions. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on the issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, will vote for other political offices but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
One, Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the elections were held today, will you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or we will not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote option one.
So that would be, would that be yes or no?
I'm sorry, repeat that question.
Oh, sorry. If the elections were held today, will you vote no or a yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will not vote on the ballot measure?
No, I'm gonna vote yes on the ballot.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today. For whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
Democrat Jackie Rosen.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I have an associate's degree.
Okay. So that would be like a, okay, thank you, social degree day. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widower?
Married.
Married, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
One.
All right, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you. Last year in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I would say maybe like 120,000.
Oh, okay, pretty good numbers. So this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I know that some of them were repetitive, but thank you once again for answering those questions once again. Thank you for taking your time and answering these questions. Enjoy the rest of your day.
No problem.
Take care, sir.
You too.
Bye.
Yep.